All right. Do we have any other business? No. Oh, we do. Paul's put his hand up. Sorry.
I raised earlier via email. First of all, the budget. I know that about $8 million has been allocated to the harbour unit. We've got 2 years ahead of us. $8 million for this first year, I think that's nothing. If I look at the expenses of operating a district office for the Southern District and the size of land we deal with, and now we've got the Harbourfront Authority, or sorry, we've got the Harbour Agency, meaning the Harbour Unit, to work on $8 million, I mean, it's possibly little money. So I think we're under budget and we're under-resourced, and with Paul in the room, Paul, you got to fix this. We've got to put money and resources into this. You know, I mean, your team will try to be skinny about this, but it's too, you know, we can't be. Especially if we go out there and try to convince people that we can do a good thing for the waterfront, we better be spending money and doing the right thing on the waterfront and doing them quickly with the right resources. And I don't want to get emails back at 12:30 in the morning from Winnie. That doesn't make any sense. So I think we've got to put the right resources on, Chairman. That is my point for AOB. The second point of AOB that I like to raise is the point of the Audit Commission has looked at the Parks and Gardens Chapter 4 of the 60th report, and the LCSD is going to look at management information. The Planning Department has to look at information on provision of open space and the assessment of lands reserved for open space development. I think this is a good time to have a discussion about the classification of public harbourfront areas. When is a footpath or a pavement a promenade and should be designated as a pleasure ground? When, you know, when are promenades not just roads, pedestrian corridors with greening and amenity areas? Or should they be counted as open space provision? Which harbourfront areas are regional open space, so they only count for 50%? And which are district and local open space? Or which harbourfront areas are actually tourism facilities? We shouldn't even count them as public open space. I think we've got to have some real thinking about this, because later on, when the Planning Department has finished up their numbers, then we're going to be pretty much locked in, because the Audit Commission has made a real big deal about how much land and how much land for development and how much is open space and what is our Hong Kong Planning Standards guidelines. So I hope that in our next meeting, Chairman, this could be an agenda item, and then we can have a discussion about this, and maybe we can have some... I'm happy if there's a workshop before it that's to think about these issues instead of having a public open meeting right away and have all these numbers clearly set out there and just some thinking about what works. But I think it would be good to look at it now rather than after Planning Department has responded to the Audit Commission's report.
Winnie, something you take on? In addition to all your other... Oh, sorry, Thomas.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, since the audit report are out, the administration is duty-bound to look into the audit report and respond to it anyway. And I think in the process, one of the areas that we need to look into is, of course, to update on the provision of existing open space as well as the land reserved for planned open space. So some of the issues that you have raised will be looked into in that context. And I think what we can do is perhaps starting by at least stating the facts at the next meeting commission to present you with the materials that to think of first.
I'm happy with that, Chairman, but I think there's got to be a discussion about how we classify. So, okay, I think we need some flexibility to have that discussion. I think we shouldn't just work with the current classification system. What the right starting point is, if you publish, I'm a bit worried you publish the numbers, stick them in on the website, it becomes public, you know, or whether we should have a discussion already before that.
Thomas, sorry.
Maybe I haven't made myself clear. I think the starting point is always, at least the what the audit report talks about, and in that particular chapter, because it touched on a lot of things, including the management of parks, which of course is not our concern here. As far as the planning of open space is concerned, the basis is the Hong Kong Planning Standard and Guidelines, so I think we have to start there anyway. If there is need to be a discussion about whether promenade or harbourfront sites would need to be have some other considerations, and in any case the Hong Kong Planning Standard and Guidelines set out a number of considerations which may or may not be particularly relevant to promenade sites, but those are the facts materials that we can present to you first without passing any judgment at this stage.
Okay, let's start there, Paul. Sorry, Vincent, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. While you're on, we are on this subject, I just want to very briefly express my very serious concern on planning our city by a lot of computational approach, and as a professional, I have difficulties in comprehending planning by a lot of figures and calculations, and you know, and that is why we don't have our lovely harbor front, because if you compute, if you plan a city by whether it's an inland or harbor front, and it's all come out through a set of figures, we do not have our nice harbor front that is enjoyable by public. You know, this is all about planning and design. It's not just calculation. And second, we are talking about a minimum standard of open space for two square meter per person. Remember, this is a minimum standard, not a maximum standard. So what's wrong with having a better standard than a minimum standard? You guys all have a better salary than a minimum wage, you know, right? So are you going to give back those extra because you are above the minimum? So let's have a quality of life for Hong Kong people. Otherwise, it's no point have all our people sitting here for working for the betterment of the harbor front. There's no need to have discussion. You only need a set of figure. So that actually report really irritated me. So I thank you for giving me a chance to speak out, and that's all I want to say. Thank you.
We'll put it in the minutes for sure. Anything else, anyone else? Paul?
Yeah,
last one.
Well, I'm happy to be this last one. This is my last on the point here that I made, and that's the Marine Department. They have been getting a lot of flak for not being able to perform. And I just like to remind everybody that Peter Cookson-Smith and myself went to a Marine Department facility, Yamade. These people are understaffed and under-provisioned. They have offices where there is not enough space for their staff. They don't even have space to put the bags, and that's how we depend on in our marine site. They haven't gotten the right support from the Transport and Housing Bureau to get out there and do things. Throughout Hong Kong, we got a big issue with our transport, our marine maritime issues. And it's a maritime section on the Transport and Housing Bureau to give them policy support. We don't have piers. We don't have barrier-free access on the piers. We don't have piers that are safe in the Southern District. We have shipyards that are on temporary land. We don't have policy. We got a Tokoan typhoon shelter that is filled with rusting buckets, but we don't have safe moorings for pleasure crafts in Aberdeen. We got issues. We got lots of issues on the maritime section, but I don't think it is necessary to put the blame on the Marine Department as a whole. Government as a whole should look into the resources and support being provided. Now, in Yau Ma Tei, we've made a piece of land, a dock park, that should have been the new patrol office for the Marine Department. And it still must be the new office for the Marine Department. These guys need facilities on the waterfront to be able to do their work. They can't survey ships. The surveying of ships takes place on the outside of a park. Nobody can even park a car there to get the equipment and the tools onto the boats. This our waterfront, this Harbourfront Commission is responsible for it. Marine Department needs facilities. These guys have to speak up, but they don't speak up. And it's government has to give policy support. People die if boats are not properly maintained. We have now know that. These guys need support. So I want to make this point really clearly raised in this meeting. We've got to back them up, and we've got to give them the land, resources, and facility on the waterfront to do the thing job properly.
That's exactly, Paul, why we created the Land Water Interface Task Force.
I know, but government at the highest level is here, and I want to make sure that everybody's fully aware that we've got to sort this one out.
Thank you. Any other comments, members? Just to mention, this is the last meeting of this present commission, so I wanted to put on record my thanks to you all for your contributions over the last 3 years. Watch this space, I think, is probably the thing to say. But thank you very much. Thank you.